During the boom era of the early part of this decade, new condominiums were built in downtown Tampa and the Channelside District at an alarming rate, with the promise to new urban dwellers that they would be pioneers in a burgeoning happening part of the city. But that's hardly proven to be the case. The Tampa Tribune reported this morning that no fewer than five developers have either filed for bankruptcy or walked away from projects in the area. And for those residents who did and still do live in downtown or Channelside, they say they're getting taxed to death and don't see what those special assessments are getting them. Christine Burdick with the Downtown Tampa Partnership came before the Tampa City Council to ask that the city grant approval of the special assessments for this year.
We have an ambitious retail recruitment and retention program planned for next year. So we see that as an investment that will just keep delivering both more vitality to downtown, but things to bring the residential lifestyle up, including some of the beautification efforts that we do, and certainly the we know that the clean team and the guides provide services to all, but a special amenity to the residential. We'll be able to expand the hours a little bit next year due to some mechanization and to the small increase in the assessments that we will experience next year.
But a few residents who reside in Channelside and downtown Tampa say the assessments that pay for beautification efforts, marketing for the Tampa Downtown Partnership, and the Tampa Downtown Streetcar are simply killing them. Charlie Salyer says he's received three special assessments on his condo in the Channel District in the past 2 weeks, totaling approximately $500. He referenced old news about Hillsborough County's transit agency's management and said people like him weren't getting what they were promised when they were lured into living in Channelside.
Of course, it goes back many years, but this just misappropriation of funds and so forth, and I just think that we could tighten up somewhere else in lieu of, you know, taxing this area out of price range for the normal average citizen to come in there and live. I mean, demographics that I've shown you here have obviously not have happened. Many of these buildings are very vacant. There's no retail at all. I'm sure that if any of you guys drive through there, there's nothing down there. Nobody can afford it.
If he was looking for sympathy, however, Salyer was mistaken. Councilwoman Linda Salcena.
And I'm really sorry, but the truth is, things were heady, things were booming, and people paid a lot for units. And your taxes are a portion of your purchase price, which is the value. And we as city council, have not increased. What's before us today is not an increase over last year. And I don't believe it's an increase over the year before. So I'm saying that whether people are in their units, whether they're trying to flip them, whether the developer still holds them, that isn't what is before us today. What's before us today is an assessment, which is not an increase over last year, although we know that the price of providing city services increases. So I'm sympathetic, but it's not a dialogue.
Gary Garrison lives at Sky Point in downtown Tampa.
As far as opposing assessments, you can call them taxes, assessments, whatever they are. I have no problem paying for my realty tax on the condo unit I own. However, if I continue to get more and more special assessments for projects such as the Ybor rail card, I simply cannot continue to live in a city that's going to assess everything, every little special project. I mean, where does it end?
Mark Alma said he was representing the approximately 200 residents who live in Grand Central at Kennedy and Channelside. He said his neighbors are confused, thinking that these special assessments are a new thing, though in fact the city began applying the fee on residents back in 1994.
We've had meetings talking about this. We all felt the same thing. Residents are not getting a dime out of this. I mean, and it's good for downtown. It's good for the development. It's good to keep the streets clean. It's good for the, you know, the marketing of the city. But what I would like to see is if you would get a lot more support from the residents, from me, and I would push this out as much as I could as well, that next year at this hearing, you'd have more people in support of this, is if you would spend some of this money for the residents.